guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today we're going to talk about how to be truly guided by God. Like, if you're right now in a situation where you have some heavy decisions that you need to take and you need God's guidance more than ever, then this podcast episode is absolutely for you. It doesn't matter if it's right now the business situation, the relationship situation, or whatever it is. Like, I will share with you my personal experience, how I have been guided by the Lord. And I would say I'm pretty good at it, because there's no area in my life where I'm not being guided by God, because I'm also giving him permission to do that. And this is something that we will definitely talk also about in a minute. Before we get started, I want to do a little disclaimer here. I will, like I said, talk about my personal experiences. I will not throw a bunch of scripture to you, and I will not try to be here the super expert. Like I said, I'm someone that is just sharing her personal experiences. I'm still learning. I'm still completely in the beginning, to be very honest with you guys. But I feel like me sharing that will empower a lot of you to be guided by the Lord more, to give him permission to guide you, and also to trust you, because I believe everyone can do that, and it's not like a super complicated thing and you need to be super gifted. No, I believe every single person can be truly guided by God and see his signs. So therefore, I'm so ready for this podcast episode. If something does not sit right with you, please take your time and do your own research, okay? So the first thing that I want you to be aware of, and this was something that I needed to learn when I started my journey with God, like really walking with him, like being guided by him, is that he will always let you know if something is for you or something is not for you. And I feel like that's where everything is going to start, because you're probably right now in a situation, that's why you're watching this video, where you're like, I don't know if I should pursue that. I don't know if this is something for me. So, and I feel like the best answer to this question is to ask yourself if you feel at peace. And actually, just by asking yourself this question in the first place, I already know that you don't feel at peace in this area, and there needs to be a change, because I believe that God will never give you peace in a place where you do not belong. So no matter if it's the relationship, no matter if it's the business, like, he will never ever give you peace, because he does not want you there. Like, you are meant for different. So this is the first thing that you need to be aware of, because as soon as you know that, you know, okay, it's time to move, it's time to change, and it's time to include the Lord more and to ask him for guidance. And the first thing that I would love you to do, and I know you're probably expecting something super complicated right now that is out of this world, because it sounds so easy, but I want you to ask him where he sees you in this area. And I know you probably think, oh, but he will not answer. He will. You just need to learn how to see the signs, and this is something that we will talk about here. Most probably not such in depth, because I have another podcast episode where I talk about how to hear God's voice, but still we will cover it. So one thing that you need to be aware of is that God wants you to have clarity. Like, of course, there are some times where he will not give you right away the answers, because he is forming your heart and forming you so you can really comprehend the answers and you can actually work with it. But I believe in every single area of my life, at least in my from my personal experience, every single time I asked God for something, especially when it came to the plan that he had for me, he always revealed it to me. And sometimes we're not seeing his answer, or not realizing it was an answer from him, because we're expecting something different. And that's the problem. Like, sometimes you have this, like, this very, like, you know, clear vision about your life, about everything that you want to do, that you do not even give God, like, a little bit of space to show him, okay, what else is there? You know, because you don't see yourself there yet. So, but I will tell you later on a story about that. It's so good. You will be shocked. Look, one thing that I want you to do is to really sit down with God and to ask him, hey, God, please reveal me your plans in whatever area you're right now focusing on. Let's say it's a business right now that you're having a lot of questions or that you want to work on, or maybe it's a relationship. Like I said, whatever it is, bring it to God. Like, sit down. This is what I do. I sit down and I ask God, like, hey, God, I'm a bit confused and I don't know if this is for me. Please reveal to me, where do you see me? Like, what was the initial plan that you have planned for me, that you prepared for me? So give me a vision, talk to me, bring me people that are confirming this vision. Like, make it so clear for me that I know it's from you. And this is something that I always say when I talk to God, because of course we also have the enemy on the other side that is trying to confuse us in every way possible. So every single time I ask God for something, I always ask him for a double confirmation. Like, I always say, like, hey, please confirm it to me in multiple ways. Sometimes it's through people that he's confirming it to me. Sometimes it's through his voice that he's talking to me, like, with different things. And I always tell him, please make it like this, that I just know it's from you. And it always comes in a way where I truly know, okay, it's from him. And I believe every single time when God gives you a word, or God gives you like a vision or whatever, like he says, like, hey, this is where I see you, I believe that you will feel at peace. Like, you will not feel like super anxious or so. So, and one thing that I want you to be aware of is, that's where I wanted to bring in the story that I was mentioning before already. Even if what he has planned for you does not seem like you think maybe it's not for you, it's not who you are, etc., he knows you the best, literally. To give you one example, I will not go too much into details because I can't. I don't want to reveal like my whole my whole life story to some strangers. See, like, I feel like weird. Like, I don't know, but sometimes I feel like, because I'm sharing so much stuff with you guys here, that we're like a true family. But still, like, we need to have some boundaries here. But yeah, so I received a vision a year ago. It was, I think, like in May or so, 2024 or April. And it was a very prophetic dream that was telling me exactly where God sees me in my future. It was completely not aligned at all with where I was seeing myself. I still felt at peace, like, I was not going crazy. But I was like, I was a bit disappointed, to be honest. Because I was like, okay, it's not something where I see myself. And suddenly what happens, what I can give you for feedback is, I already stepped into this vision that he had for myself. And I stepped into this vision completely by myself, without him even forcing me. And it's something that I love doing, something that I love talking about, etc., 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 etc. So for the ones that know what's going on in my life, like, I gave up my old business, I'm starting a new business with the Lord, etc., it has a lot to do with that. And I was, before that, I was like a little child. I was like, no, that's not for me, I don't want that, da-da-da-da-da. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's the best thing that ever happened to me. This is sometimes something that will happen to you. Maybe he will reveal his vision for you and you will be like, that's somehow not where I see myself. But then he will, like, your heart would change so much and he will form you so much that you naturally step into this vision that he has for you, and that you will be at the end like, oh, this was exactly what I needed. So therefore, do not be scared. I truly believe that he knows us the best. Like, he knows what we need. He knows what type of lifestyle we need to live. He knows what type of business we need to run. He knows what type of relationship we need in our life. So just trust. So, and here comes the next thing that I want to talk with you about. As soon as you know the vision that he has for you, and even if you still don't have it, you can still do these things, because I believe it's very important, though, that you know the vision, because when you know the destination, you can understand the path better, if that makes sense. Because sometimes God will take a different path. He will make a little break here and there, and you're like, where are we actually going? But if you know, okay, that's the destination, no matter what happens in the process, like you will be more like relaxed because you're like, I know where we're going, you know? And this is the same thing with me. Like, of course, I had times where I was at the bottom of the bottom and I was questioning everything and every single step that the Lord was going with me. But I always reminded myself about the destination. I was like, I will be good. Like, even though it seems like right now we will never reach that destination, like, I will be good. I have nothing to worry about. So, and this is why I want you to literally sit down and ask him for that destination first. But like I said, even though he's not giving you the answer right away regarding the destination, etc., sometimes it's a process. Like, sometimes your purpose is so big that he can't just tell it you right away in a dream tomorrow. Literally. So have a bit of patience, okay? So maybe he also needs to prepare yourself as a person so that you can actually comprehend that vision. Because otherwise you would go crazy and you will get anxious, etc., etc., etc. And this is something that he does not want you to be whenever he gives you a word or a vision. So therefore, keep calm. It will come. He will come to the next step, how to really see the signs, I would say. I recorded a podcast episode, like I said, where I talk about how to hear God's voice. Like, it's, I would say, a kind of like really like in-depth podcast episode. I think it's like almost like an hour. I highly recommend you to check out this podcast episode. Here I will kind of explain it a little bit from a different perspective, especially when I'm in a phase where I need to have answers to very difficult situations. Like, I talk about stuff like, hey, you need a place to stay by tomorrow. You need to travel to a different country and you don't know where to go. You need money, or you don't know if you should quit the business or you should pursue the business. Like, I mean, like, heavy stuff where you need like clear answer. So, of course, the basics that you definitely need to be aware of is, first of all, prayers. And I know you probably think, oh, but prayers, I don't think it works, girl. It works. Like, he literally gave me so many confirmations, especially in the last few weeks, that prayers work. With different people, especially me praying for other people, like, he revealed it so many times to me, like, look, Maribel, prayers work. Please keep praying. Because at the end of the day, when you want to see guidance, even if you have, let's say, even if you have someone, let's say a friend that is guiding you somewhere, the first thing that you're going to do is to sit down with this person and to ask a bunch of questions. And this is the same way how I believe you should do it also with the Lord. Like, ask him a bunch of questions, especially if you know the destination already. Like, ask him, okay, God, for example, you see me in this business. How do we should start? Like, what's the target group? What's the business topic in general that I should pursue? What's the content that I should create for this business? Ask him a bunch of questions. And the next thing that I want you to do, what I personally did, what helped me a lot, is that I documented everything. And so many people think I'm crazy. Sometimes I sit at church and I have my notes on the side and I document everything because it's literally a game changer. And it's something that the Lord showed me. Because look what happened. Whenever I wanted to be guided by God and he gave me a bunch of signs, etc., first of all, I totally forgot what I prayed for. Like, I totally forgot about the details. For example, that I prayed for a revelation about my next offer, or that I prayed for fellowship, finding new friends, etc. Whatever it is, I always forgot about it because, you know, most of the times we pray early in the morning, so therefore you're kind of a bit sleepy, or most of the times we pray very late in the night. So therefore, you're also very sleepy. So therefore, you always forget everything. So, and he broke it to me. He said to me, Maribel, please note every single prayer that you do, and also note every single sign or every single word that I give you. So what I did, I created like a note on my iPhone. I call it Talks with God, where I literally note down every single thing that I pray for. For example, when I was giving up my old business, I was looking into other business models. So, and there was like this Amazon KDP thing, maybe you know it, like where you become like a book publisher, etc. And I had a bunch of friends that were making good money from it. And I wanted to do something that was more passively, you know, like something that I could do on the side without showing my face, without being like the, I would say, the main character of it, because like I have done personal branding like for so many years. And especially me after going out of the business, actually, I wanted to have something to, you know, be more in the background. So, and then I kind of felt already uneasy with it. Like I wasn't feeling completely at peace. Like it wasn't, I know I shouldn't use that word, but it wasn't a hell yes. And if I don't feel a hell yes, it's always a no, in my opinion. So, but still I was looking into it because it was so convenient and there was like this big money, I would say, outcome of it. Like everyone was making money out of it. And I thought like, I should do it because I feel like I'm missing out otherwise. And I'm right now in this transition phase where I'm building new income sources and I definitely should give it a try. So, and I broke that to God. Like I put it on my notes and I said, God, please reveal to me if I should go into this business mode, like if I should invest time into it. So, and a few days passed and I completely forgot about it. And then I wanted to start one day with the business. Like I wanted to go into, I did like my little research and I was like, okay, I need a course. I need someone that can teach me something because I'm not going to sit down and figure everything by myself. So, and I remember that I was looking into the course from a girl and she had like a special offer and I was like, okay, that sounds nice. And the days passed by and I felt like, okay, it wasn't the right day to put my time into it and to really get started because I got sick in between, et cetera, et cetera. And there was this one day where I felt like, okay, I think I should look into it. And I felt how God was talking to me and was like, okay, now you can figure out. I sat down and I wanted to buy the course. What happened? She doubled the price of the course. And I was like, okay, I was first like, okay, it's just life happening. There's nothing bad about it. Like, that's not God talking to me. Look into my notes. So, okay, prayer, like, hey, please God, reveal me if this course is for me. First of all, I felt super uneasy with it. Like I said, that's the first big sign. Secondly, he made it so uncomfortable for me to purchase this course because I was like, I'm not going to buy this course when they doubled the price. It wasn't like 10%. They doubled the price of it. And I was a course creator myself. So I know what you get in these small courses. And I'm like, I don't think that's worth it. You know what I mean? So, and he knew that I will act like this so that he can push me into the right direction. So therefore, sometimes you don't even see his guidance because you are always assuming that it's just life happening. But as soon as you realize that every single thing happens for a purpose, you will realize God's signs. You will realize God speaking to you because there is nothing, in my opinion, from my personal experience, that happens randomly. I can tell you exactly why I met certain people, why I felt certain ways, why I experienced certain things, and always led to a bigger plan that God had for me, especially when it came to the things that he revealed to me when it comes to like my visions, the life that I should live in the future, etc., etc. Like it all kind of was aligned with it. So this is the first mindset shift that you should definitely have, to realize that every single thing happens for a purpose, especially things that happen, I would say, for example, the thing with the price change, you know, like me waiting on it and not feeling like, okay, I should go for it. And then the day when I felt to go for it, she doubled the price. It just makes sense for me that God was guiding me through this way. And this is, like I said, a very simple example. You can do that with so many different things. But like I said, the first thing that you need to be aware of is to see every single thing with a purpose behind it. And what I personally do is, of course, I'm not God, but I always ask myself, okay, why would God do that? Why would God put me on a table with these people? What does God want me to do? What is the purpose of it? And I even asked him, like I asked him, God, like what is the purpose of this meeting? For example, I was meeting a few students, but honestly, for me, they are like friends. I was meeting them for like a lunch the other day, and we were sitting on the table, and then I started talking about God again, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, yeah, I believe everything happens for a purpose, like the same way how I was speaking to you guys. And then I said, like, I also believe that this meeting has a purpose, that I'm here for a reason, and that there's a reason that you joined us and that you are here, etc. Because one of the girls joined later, like completely naturally. Like she saw that that I was living very close to her, like one of my students. And she said, like, hey, what are you doing? Let's meet. And I said, hey, you can actually join us. Like it was kind of like something that I did not force. It was something that just came in. So for me, it was a sign, okay, hey, maybe God wants me to experience something there, to get revealed something there, whatever it is. So, and when we had this conversation, she also said, yeah, that's funny. I also believe in that. Da, da, da. We will see at the end of the meeting what the purpose is. And let me tell you, I was struggling a lot with perfectionism the other days. And I just opened up about that in front of them. So I told them, like, hey, I was struggling to record podcasts because I always try to be perfect. And it feels really hard for me to not, like, to let go of it. And then she said something that was so powerful for me, where I just knew the Lord was just giving me my answer that I was looking for. Because of course I broke it into prayer. I said to the Lord, hey, look, I took 20 takes of this podcast episode. I couldn't record it. I had huge problems. Like, please show me a way how I can get rid of this perfectionism. Like, please, for me, shift my mindset, whatever it is, but please help me to get rid of it. So what happens, this girl starts then talking about a coaching program that she invested in. Like, she invested a couple of $1,000s into it from a girl that is also in a mindset kind of spirituality niche. And she said that this girl was literally reading her mind. Like, her content spoke so much to her because she was just herself. And she showed the content to her friends, and her friends were like, oh, this content is so lame. Like, there's nothing special about her. But she felt so attracted to her that she knew she's just for her. And the thing is, by you trying to be so perfect, you're literally just putting a layer on in front of everything that makes you special. And this was the answer that I was looking for, that actually I need to be myself to actually find the people that are for me, because otherwise I'm just blocking myself from connecting with the people that the Lord actually has for me. Because I believe that if you're running a business with the Lord, it's not such a thing that all the people that are coming to you and becoming clients are random. I believe that these people are selected by the Lord. So, and this was for me such an eye-opener. And this is how he, for example, revealed me this thing that I was asking for. And for example, if I would have not noted it down, I would have forget about it. So therefore, one thing that I always do is I have my little notes there. I write down every single prayer, and I also put like some dates there so that I know on which date I ask for specific things. And then whenever I see a sign, whenever someone speaks to me, whenever the Lord even speaks directly to me through the Holy Spirit, or sometimes whenever I have a dream that was really, like, I would say prophetic, where I just knew, okay, this was a message that God tried to give to me, I just note it down. So that whenever I feel like, okay, I need some more guidance, or I'm a bit lost, I can come back to it. Because you will realize at one point when God is working, like, really, like, I would say strongly with you, and he's taking some heavy decisions with you, he will confirm his will through everything that he told you before. For example, when I was leaving my business partners, like, this was something that he revealed to me already, like, months before, but I was waiting for his final sign to move on, and everything happened, like, really naturally, like, the way how we broke up with each other. So, and when the day came when I had to take this really big decision of, okay, am I leaving today or am I leaving in a few months or whatever, the first thing that I did is to ask the God, the Lord, okay, hey, what's your advice on that? Like, what's your opinion on that? He said, check your notes. And he does that so many times. And I always find the notes where I wrote down, for example, hey, this is what I need to do. This is the message that God gave me at this time. Or these are the signs that God gave me at this time. So I have had a couple of confirmations where I just knew, okay, I'm doing the right thing. So like I said, journal, note, like document every single thing, every single vision, every single word, every single dream, whatever it is, just document it. It would change every single thing. Because like he said it to me, when I remember what I prayed for and what he told me, he can move me better. Like I can truly be guided, because if I'm not seeing the signs, he can't guide me, because I'm like, I don't see stuff like, where should I go? But if I know, okay, I have like these notes where I was talking to him or he was showing me the signs through people, whatever, I just know what's next. Like, I'm never lost at the end of the day. Another thing that I want to talk with you about is that there's so many ways how God can teach you what's the next step. Like the craziest thing that I think I did, that's something that my mindset coach taught me back then. I had a really tough decision to make and I needed an answer like today. So, and I was like so nervous, you know, so anxious about the step that I needed to take back then. Like it was a huge like business decision that I needed to take, that I knew that I wasn't able to hear his voice, because I was like, my mind was just so full with everything that I was so worried about, you know, and my own decision, my own opinion was so strong, so I couldn't really hear his own opinion. That's something that can also happen. And then she said, you know what I usually do is that I ask God to show me something, like a thing, like a physical thing. It can be, for example, a picture of a rabbit or something. Then you say, okay, Lord, today, please show me a picture of a rabbit if you think I should take this decision. For example, what I did is back then I was in Bali and I was always going for walks. And where I was going for walks, there were dogs, but there were Bali golden retrievers. And I have my thing with golden retrievers. And I just knew that if I would see a golden retriever on my sunset walk on this night, it would be a sign from God. So this is what I did. I sat down and I said, Lord, please, if you want me to take this decision like this, then please show me a golden retriever. And what happened, literally, it was also like the way how I saw it. I was walking and then I decided to go back. So I wasn't keep walking in the direction where I wanted to walk. So I decided to go back. Like something in my intuition told me, okay, go back now. And literally quite before going like home, I saw a golden retriever. And let me tell you, where I was working, like you probably think I'm crazy, there are Bali golden retrievers. Like if you are in Bali, like you know in general, there are not a lot of golden retrievers. Like, and I saw a golden retriever. Of course, you shouldn't make it too, like, it should be realistic, you know what I mean? But it should not be, like, it shouldn't be too unrealistic, you know what I mean? There should be, like, a little chance of you seeing that, you know what I mean? But the chance shouldn't be too high. So, and this is something that I also did. For example, whenever I need, like, a fast decision. Now I want to dig deeper into this topic, and I know we're already long into this podcast episode, but girls, it's just such a long topic. Like, I believe we need to do a workshop for that. Anyways, so the next thing that I do whenever I need to take also very heavy decisions and I need to be so sure that it's God's will and I'm taking the right decision, I go on a fast. So, and first of all, the reason why you fast, to just clarify, is to come closer to God, like to have fellowship with the Lord. So the fast shouldn't be solely just, okay, I just want this, and I know when I'm fasting, he's going to help me to get this. For example, he's going to help me to build my business. He's going to help me to get that dream relationship, whatever it is. Of course, you are in a, like, you can come in a state of receiving in this fast, but the main reason why you should fast is to come closer to the Lord. And at the end of the day, this is also like what makes a fast so special, when you want to have, let's say, an answer to your next steps, because when you come closer to God, then you will hear God better and he can guide you better. So therefore, overall, it's just a win. So what I always did whenever I had these very like heavy like seasons where I needed to take some decisions and I needed that guidance from God, I went on a fast. There are different type of fast that you can do. Me personally, I loved the 21-day Daniel fast. This is what I was used to before I got introduced to water fast. So the Daniel fast is so good, in my opinion, is because it's 21 days. Like, you're fasting for 21 days, and it's just like you have this, you're building this deep, deep relationship with the Lord, and I feel like it stays for forever. Like, this was also for me the I would say the time when I was able to hear the voice of God. Like, this, like, the first time I was hearing the clear voice of God, it was after a Daniel fast. So I love it, to be honest, but I understand sometimes you need to get into this deep state with God, like, really quick. Like, you need him so, like, you need him literally right now beside you, guiding you, know he's here. So therefore, what I always love to do is to do a 3-day fast. Sometimes you can even do a 1-day fast and can be already helpful. But I believe 3-day fast is the best thing that you can do. For example, I had also a time where I needed some answers when I was doing like a 3-day fast. But it wasn't a water fast. Like, I was fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I was waking up in the morning at 6 a.m. and I was fasting till 6 p.m. and I was eating. Some people also do 3 days water fast. That's something that I also just discovered for myself. A lot of you know that I was working a lot with the Lord on my business. So I gave up, like I said, my old business, and I sat down for 3 days. I was doing a water fast, and I told him, or I asked him, to guide me through every single step that I need to go in my business. And this sounds now insane for some people, but I literally sat down with the Lord and I asked him, like, hey, what's the business model that I should go for? What's the niche? What's the target? What's the offer? What's the pricing? What's the content creation strategy? What's the deliverance? Like, every single thing. And he gave me an answer to it. Like, he was literally guiding me through every single step. And this is something that you can do. I believe that there's nothing in this world that you can't do with the guidance of God, if it's his will. Of course, there's some things that are not for you. Like, you need to accept that. But I believe that every single plan God has for every single one of us is just amazing. So I would give it always a try to come with everything that you have, first of all, to the Lord, and to ask him for guidance before just randomly trying to figure out everything by yourself. So like I said, I do these fasts. The reason why I do these fasts, like, from the, I would say, spiritual perspective, so that you understand it, what actually happens and why you are coming so close to God, why you're hearing his voice so clearly, why you're seeing so many signs, etc. It's because you're cleaning your temple. Like, we in Christianity, we believe that your body is a temple. And inside of this temple, as soon as you receive Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit is living inside of you. Like, I would say, and I think that's right, if I'm wrong, please let me know in the comments, a piece of God is living inside of you. So for me, and this sounds now crazy for some people, I feel him. I don't know how to tell you, but I just know he's here. I'm literally never alone. Like, as soon as I have really truly received the Holy Spirit inside of me, I just know I'm never alone. Like, I have never a feeling of, oh, I'm lonely, or oh, I'm alone. I always know he's here. And I always hear him speaking. I always hear him guiding me and giving me feelings. And I just know he is there. I feel like I'm two people. I know that's weird and crazy now. And you probably think, okay, Maribel is going nuts now. I feel like I'm truly two people. And I just know that he's always with me. Like, I just know that I'm his vessel. I don't know how to explain to you, but as soon as you experience it, you will know what I mean. So therefore, that's what I said. Your body is literally a temple. So, and if your temple is dirty, it's not nice. Like, the Holy Spirit does not like that. You know, he's probably, you know, clean that up. If your temple is dirty, he will not like that. Like, the Holy Spirit will not think it's a vibe inside of you. So therefore, you gotta clean your temple. And what I even recommend you, like, I think fasting shouldn't be something that is obligatory, like something that you just do whenever you feel like or whenever you want something. I usually fast every 3 months to clean my temple and to really come back and have, I would say intimacy with the Lord, like to become one with him again. So as soon as your temple is clean, you will hear God's voice much better. And now probably you have one question. Okay, Maribel, how does it happen that we make this temple so dirty? Like, how does it happen? So it can be the things that you consume. Like, you need to imagine, like, every single day we're consuming stuff, we're consuming content, we're listening to music that is influencing us in some kind of way that kind of draws us, I think that's the right word. My English left the chat right now, draws us away from God. So, and there's so many different things that you do. Sometimes even, but this is a different thing for a different podcast episode, even the people that you're around with, like you're building soul ties with them. You can even build soul ties with friends that you have. Like, it's kind of like a spiritual connection that you have with these people, and like a piece of them sits inside of you. The people you sleep with, like the partner you have right now, like I said, the content that you consume, the videos that you watch, the people that you're listening to, like there can be so many ways how you are actually making your temple dirty. So, and it's time to clean it. And as soon as you clean your temple, you will hear God's voice better. And when you hear God's voice better, you will receive also his guidance better, in my opinion. So it was always something like this in my experiences. So what I, like I said, recommend you to, like, if you have right now, like a heavy, like, you want to have that really clear guidance. And like I said, I don't think that's something that should be obligatory. I think that's something that every person that wants to have like a serious relationship with God should from time to time fast. I will do a fast. I would do also, I would ask him how you should fast, because now you probably think, oh, let me do a quick fix, 3-day water fast, or 3-day 6 to 6 p.m. or maybe 21-day Daniel fast because I have time, whatever. I would ask him. And he will give you an answer. Like, so many times he taught me exactly how I needed to fast and what I needed to remove. So I remember I had like a fast, I think also 3-day fast, but it wasn't like a water fast. I think like it was a 6 p.m. fast. And I was like, I feel like something is missing. I feel like I shouldn't just leave out the food. There's something I need to add to it. Like, literally the Holy Spirit, like God was speaking to me and giving me this feeling. And like, we know every single thing that you feel, that you experience is for a purpose. What happens? He revealed to me what else I should leave behind on this fast. So that's something that can happen too. So therefore, bring it to God and ask him to reveal to you how you should fast. And the next thing that I want to talk about that I think I forgot to mention in the beginning while I was talking about prayer, something that is also very powerful that I personally do, is I do not just sit down here, close my eyes and just pray. Like, what is even more powerful than that is that I include God in every single aspect of my life. So that means while I'm getting ready in the bathroom, I talk to him. While I'm cooking, I talk to him. While I'm, I don't know, going for a walk, I talk to him. Like, literally, people sometimes, they look at me while I'm on my sunset walks and they're like, something is off with this girl. And I'm literally talking to the Lord. Like, I'm like, yeah, Lord, I really don't know why they reacted like that. So what should I do next? Like, should I talk to them? Should I call them? Do you think we should talk about different, like, business opportunities next time? Whatever it is, like, literally I'm walking and I talk to God. Of course, I don't talk like super loud, but the people see that I'm talking with myself, and especially when I don't have any AirPods on. And I see directly the answers coming in, coming in, coming in, coming in. Because you gotta understand one thing that I personally experience is that the more you include the Lord in your life and the more you give him permission to be a part of your life, the more he will also show himself in your life. Because I believe that God gave us a free will for a reason. Like, he will not force us into things. So whenever we say, hey, God, look, what do you think about that? I believe he loves that. And this is when he will truly move into your life and guide you, because he anyways knows everything. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, like, he's like, oh, she want to actually work with me. Like, it's her will that I guide her, that I know about her plans, that I plan with her, you know. And this is what I do. Like, whenever I do something, I just talk to him. I just sit down and I talk to him. Even like sometimes, or before this podcast episode, I was like, and I had some takes that I did a couple of takes before this one, and I was like, why this is not working out? And then I was talking to him, like, I think I even have the footage here from it. I was like, why is this not working out for me? Like, what am I missing again? Etc., etc., etc. And he said, like, yeah, you're trying to be perfect again. And I said, yeah, I know, I know, I know, I know. And then I said, like, yeah, but what can I do? Like, how can I shift this perfectionism to now crush this podcast episode? And he said, yeah, just imagine you're talking to a friend. And I was like, okay, that's nice. And then I started talking. And then we just made this take now that I'm going to take for this YouTube video and this podcast. So this is how I talk to him. Like, I talk to him like he's my friend, and he's sitting here right beside me. So, and I feel like this is when I get the biggest revelations. I feel the biggest guidance from him, because he just know I want that so bad. Because otherwise, I will not talk to him the whole time. However, we are coming to the end. I want to talk about something to empower you. Because I know sometimes you're in a situation when you need a really fast answer, where you think sometimes even everything is lost. I don't know what to do next. I need an answer literally yesterday, because it's already too late. I have been in situations where I thought the same thing. And I can tell you, it's never too late. He knows about everything that is going on. Like, one thing that you can always be aware of, he always is in control. No matter how lost it looks like, no matter how many struggles you have in front of you, no matter how lost it looks like, he is in control. I would want you literally to tattoo this in your skin so that you can understand it. He is always in control. Like, it doesn't matter if everything is literally lost right now. He can always shift things within a minute. Like, you need to understand, like, he created this beautiful world. He created you. I don't know how old you are. Let's say you're 20, you're 25. He created a body so perfect that this body, this heart is pumping and everything is working since 25 years, and most probably even longer. So please give him a little piece of trust that he has the control of your situation, that he knows what you're going through, and that he will save you. Please give him a little bit of trust, because he can do everything possible literally within a minute. Like, literally now, counting a minute, your world situation can be completely different. He can move mountains, he can move people, he can move, you can even comprehend the way how he works and the way how he can shift your life. Like, it's not even possible for us, and that's why we're going crazy sometimes, but he can shift every single thing within a minute. Every single thing. Like, someone could call you, let's say you are, I don't know, you're in this very difficult situation, could call you and could literally be the savior that God sent you. Like, you know, the person that God is working through right now. Literally, when you have money problems, I hear things before, people literally going outside and they are finding a check of $1,000 in front of their door. Because you need to understand, God is not just working through you. God is working also through other people. There's so many people, and I'm so grateful for it, where God selected them to be his servant. Like people that are literally giving their life to God and are working for him. So whenever there's someone struggling with, someone that needs an answer, someone that needs help, he has his people. And I feel like just by thinking about it, it makes things a bit easier to understand, because we're always thinking about this huge miracle that is out of this world that needs to happen. And that's so difficult for us to comprehend, because we're like, but miracles do not happen usually. But when we think about it, that God is actually working through a person, and a person is kind of like doing the things because God is working through them, it makes us easier to understand how things are going to work out at the end. So that's how I always think about it. So please, 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 do not give up. Like, he knows about everything, and he will be on time. And even if it seems like, okay, it's lost, he will give you some time. Like, he will add some time to it when there's still something that needs to be figured out before finally going into the next step. He will give you some time. So do not worry about it. So this is it for this podcast episode. To be honest, I don't have anything else to say. One thing that I want you to do is, if you are more interested in the topic of hearing God's voice, etc., etc., please check out my other podcast episode where I talk about that in depth, because it will give you a better understanding about it. And if you have some questions, please drop it in the comments. If you have some thoughts or something, even if there's something that you did not like, hey, please share it with me. I'm here to grow, and I really don't mind. And and leave a subscription if you like the content that I create. So therefore, see you ladies, or also gentlemen, in the next podcast episode. Bye-bye.